Time to recap McCook City Council meeting number one for 2023. In our studios this morning, City Manager Nate Schneider. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. Happy New Year. And
Happy New Year to you.
Are you following all your New Year's resolutions already?
I have not even made any New Year's resolutions. I know either. I'll probably break them. So, but yeah. Maybe, yeah, hopefully I'm just a little bit better than what I was last year. So, I don't know. That a pretty low standard to try to meet. But now, I don't usually set New Year's resolutions. I think I tried when I was a kid, and it's like, yeah, it's really hard to do.
Older you get, they just become more meaningless all the time.
That's right. That's
exactly.
Right.
Now, Councilman Gene Whedon, on the other hand, he probably has a whole list of New Year's resolutions, don't you?
No, at my age, I gave up a long time ago.
You know how one of them is, don't you?
Well,
Cardinals to win the World Series.
Right, but he can't really control that.
He can't control that, yeah.
Like, I can wish it, though.
You can wish it.
That's true.
Yes, he's hoping, crossing fingers. January, you're starting to get that itch a little bit, aren't you?
Well, we were just talking about it. Into February, pitchers and catchers report. That means spring's coming.
So exactly.
It's not too far off.
It's coming up here pretty soon. Yep. You bet it is. All right, it's pretty light agenda for the council last night, wasn't it?
It was. You know, trying to get anything scheduled between Christmas and that first meeting in January is almost impossible. So we had a lot of things that we had talked about trying to get on, and as the week went on, we realized we just don't have enough time, or we didn't have the personnel. People were taking holidays. So we just thought we'll move some stuff back over to the January 16th meeting and get what we need to get on this time around and move forward then as we progress throughout the next few weeks.
Anything, announcements, recognitions last night?
Just a couple. The McCook Community Foundation had a couple of members that presented a $5,400 check to the city of McCook for the purchase of a new oven over at the Senior Center. We had Trisha Wagner and Rhonda Graff present to go ahead and give the check to Beth Siegfried, our director over at the Senior Center. And there was a very nice presentation that Trisha and Rhonda made, kind of highlighting some of the things that the Senior Center did over the COVID period and you know, since that point in time and prior to that. They do a fantastic job over there. I think I was asking Beth the other day, what are they averaging right now for lunch service? And she said about 150 patrons. And that's a combination of people that are congregating and people that are getting Meals on Wheels and people that are driving up. But, you know, they provide a very important service. We had some ovens that were kind of giving us some troubles. So the McCook Community Foundation was gracious enough to go ahead and pay for one of them. And then the council budgeted for the other one. And so now we're sitting pretty with respect to the ovens. So appreciated that and very thoughtful on their part. The other item that we had, I just wanted to let the council know, we've got a planning commission meeting scheduled this upcoming Monday, January 9th. And it's going to be with respect to a minor subdivision, a rezone, and an annexation of a portion of the property. And this is property that's located just north of the golf course on East J Street. West J Street. We've had a couple of these similar type of projects here recently. And this one is fairly simple because we have access to the utilities and everything else. As time moves on, we might see hopefully some more progress out in that direction as well, too, with the ballpark and the ballpark and other items that we've got in the agenda. So that'll be the Planning Commission agenda for this upcoming week, and the council will hear it on January 16th.
Consent agenda, anything pulled for discussion there?
No, nothing was pulled.
At all, huh?
Nothing.
Nope. Nothing at all.
All right.
We'll go to the regular agenda last night, update regarding the swimming pool and ballpark projects last night.
Nate just gave us basically an update on the swimming pool and the ballpark projects. Really, there's nothing really going on right now. The swimming pool, we'll talk about in a minute here, Rich, on item B and C. And the ballpark is kind of basically the college is doing, the foundation is doing a fundraising. So basically right now, that's kind of on hold right now. But we'll talk about the swimming pool here in just a minute.
One thing that we did clear the other day, I think it was a week or two ago, we had requested that the State Historical Preservation Office review our application. It's a Form 106 application, basically to determine whether or not the swimming pool is considered historical property or not. And the reason why that was important for us was because we're going to apply for a grant through the Community and Civic Center Financing Fund. I think that's it's CCCFF. It's easier for me just to say the acronym that everybody just is like, well, what the heck is CCCFF? The CCCFF is a fund that is completely funded by revenue that's generated by the CHI. I don't even know if it's a CHI center. Mm-hmm. Is it the CHI in Omaha? And then also the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln.
And the Ralston. And
Ralston's Arena, whatever that's called now. And so communities outside of Lincoln and Omaha, they vie for grants through the CCCFF to help with community-type projects, civic centers, those kinds of things. Swimming pools now actually are an allowable item under the terms of the program. And so we wanted to make sure that we had access to that. This year it's going to be $562,000 as a maximum award that's potentially out there for a swimming pool type project for the city of McCook if we were to get that. But there's some legislation that ties the CCCFF grants to the SHPO determination that there is no historical significance with respect to the property. And that's not to say it's not significant, but it's not on the registry, nor will it be on the registry. They did mention, when I say they, SHPO had mentioned to us that we need to make sure that we document the swimming pool, so we'll take some photographs. And there's a plaque from 1937, it was a WPA project, that they want to make sure that we continue to hold and maintain and display. And we're thinking maybe talking to the museum and seeing if they'd be willing to go ahead and house that for us. But that was a big hurdle for us to get over just because that $562,000 or whatever it is that we get awarded, we've been kind of looking at that as a primary grant source for the swimming pool. So with that, and then also the $250,000 gift that we received from the Masonic Temple here a few weeks ago, it would cut that cost of the project potentially up to $800,000, all right, take $800,000 off that project cost, which gets us down to about $5.2 million based on the original concept, and makes it a much more feasible project. And if that's the case, we might be able to spread some money, you know, a little bit more evenly between the ballpark and the swimming pool. The swimming pools, you know, I know we've said it before, they're both priorities, but the ballpark has maybe more collaboration and more entities that are willing to contribute. The swimming pool is a standalone item with the city of McCook, so we need to make sure that we're providing adequate funding for that particular project.
All right. Second item, a review of the city of McCook's construction management at risk policy.
We have this policy, and so the city staff just brought it before the council last night for us to review. We used this kind of a policy when we did the municipal building, so we just basically reviewed it, and really there was no questions about it. So, and then we'll go on now to we adopt the resolution 2023-01 selecting construction management at risk contract delivery system for the new swimming pool. So, and Nate can probably explain better than I can the logistics of all
this.
Well,
and this is just statutory. So like Gene was saying, back in 2011 when we did the municipal building, I'm good with acronyms. I'm not so good at trying to pronounce things all the way out. So the CMAR, which is the construction management at risk method, the CMAR method, that was fairly new back in 2011. And we had an architect/engineer that kind of said, this is a good route to go. And the reason why they felt so strongly about it was it gave the city of McCook maybe more control with respect to pricing. The way that it works is the city of McCook, this is one of the things we've been working over the break on. We've been working on getting an RFQ, a request for qualifications, together. And then we'll send that out to construction companies that specialize in swimming pools. And our engineer, Lamper Nearson, can kind of help out with some of the identification things that need to be done with that. We'll send that out. Qualified contractors then will respond and say, hey, yeah, I want to be considered as a construction manager for this project. And then we're going to have a committee that's going to be established by the council here in the next two meetings, probably. Basically establishing who's going to be sitting on this committee to select the construction manager. When the construction manager is selected, they will work hand-in-hand with the city of McCook and our engineer to finalize the concept. Now, the concept is finalized, but we need to make sure that we've got the money to do what we say that we're going to do. And so the construction manager is going to say, okay, this is what I think we can do with this price at this price point. We can go ahead and maybe make some adjustments here as far as materials, or maybe we can do this here with respect to layout or whatever the case may be, to try to bring that price as close to that $6 million number as we can get it to. Now, if there is a at the tail end of that, when we kind of figure out what that number is going to be, there's going to be a contract between the city of McCook and the construction manager basically saying, this is going to be the guaranteed maximum price for this particular project. Anything that exceeds, if there is an excess as far as the costs with respect to the final project price, that is eaten up by the construction manager. So he has to make sure that he keeps everybody on task, that he does a good job of trying to keep that price point at that $6 million number or less, in order to make sure that we comply with what we told the voters that we were going to do when the ballot question was voted on back in November of 2022. So it's one way to make sure that we can control costs. We get a say in whatever it is that's going to be the final product. We get a chance to have one person, which would be the construction manager, serve as the point man for any conversations that are going on between the city or the engineer or any of the subcontractors, so that way we're all kind of understanding what we're all thinking. It's always nice to have one person kind of serve as the central hub. Ultimately, we found at the during the construction of the new municipal facility that it really was a good way to make sure that we stayed on task. We stayed within our time frame. I'm hoping that this is going to keep us on the time frame that the engineer has already proposed, which basically sees the build out being completed in the summer of 2024. So that way we'll have a little bit of 2024 swim time available for our kids. So I think that it makes the most sense. Design, bid, build is what you see with a lot of projects, and that was kind of the old way of doing things. That probably takes some of the control away from the city as far as making determinations. Some of those conversations that were to happen between the engineer and the contractor wouldn't be happening. I know talking to our engineer, they're also familiar with the Waverly project. They're the engineer on that. They did a design, bid, build format or method of construction, and it put them behind a little bit on their project. And so I think there are some good things that go along with this. And so the council approved the resolution. By statute, you had to approve a resolution to accept that method of construction. So that's what we did last night. We talked about it. I know that our engineer, he had sent out an email basically outlining the differences between the traditional method and then the new method, the CMAR method. And the council got a chance to take a look at that last night, and I think they felt fairly comfortable with the explanation.
All right. There you go. In a nutshell, as we kick off January 2023, here we go.
Exciting times.
Yeah. And you're going to have more that you mentioned. I mean, before Christmas, you're going to have more updates at probably every meeting, right?
My goal is to try to do even – I'm going to probably keep – when we do our council reports – we try to keep the council informed of what's going on as best we can, and the public. We're going to try to just keep that pool and ballpark discussion on there, unless there's absolutely nothing going on. The ballpark, there's a lot of stuff that's been going on behind the scenes. One of the things that's kind of tripped us up a little bit is the holidays, because we've been meeting with the college and with the hospital and with the donors, Lloyd and Elizabeth Benjamin and the College Foundation. But there are a lot of people that were traveling for the holidays, and then we had one evening where we were going to try to sit down and catch up, and we got snowed out or iced out. And so that's kind of been difficult trying to find times that work, but we're going to find that. We had a Zoom meeting. It was probably a week or two ago with a college foundation, a couple of representatives. It was Pam Gaston and Jim Hall, and then our attorney for the project, which is Austin McKillop. He is a local, a native Hays County boy that's up in Lincoln now, and so we're using him to kind of help us through this process. But it's going to take a little bit of time, and it's going to be a little bit different than the swimming pool project. But in the end, I think it's going to be a fantastic project for our community. And in the meantime, we're working on grants. Tara Cutter, our new assistant city manager, she's working hand-in-hand with our grant writers to try to get everything formatted for the grant applications. There are a bunch of applications that are due, whether it's for the swimming pool or for the ballpark here in February and March. And so we're working on those right now. That's actually what I'm going to do as soon as I get back. I got to get some stuff done for another grant application for St. Catharines. So there's a lot of stuff going on, just kind of putting the ball on the tee so that way we can hit a home run here in a little bit. So
nice job with the baseball ad
That wasn't intentional, but my mind always thinks sports first and everything else second. I don't know why.
So you're off and running for January, but never a dull time. There's a lot of stuff on your plate right now.
No, there's a ton of stuff going on, and that's great. I think that everybody wants it that way. The community members, I know the council's excited, and staff is extremely excited right now too. So, it's kind of a cool time. I was going through listing all the projects that are potentially somewhere out there in the periphery, and there are a lot of projects, whether they're private projects or public projects, that really could set McCook up for some real success moving forward. So I'm looking forward to this year.
Anything on council comments last
night? The council just basically wanted to thank all of the city staff members who helped to remove snow. We thank them. We think they did a great job. You know, it's not an easy job to do with this much snow, but we just want to thank them for what they did.
Probably surprised everybody else said, oh my gosh,
this
stuff is deep.
I think everybody was shocked. Yeah, because I know that Kyle and Tyler were talking the night before, and they were thinking, well, you know, we're not going to get as much snow, maybe an inch or two. We'll just catch up to each other over at the shop at 4:30. And Kyle told me yesterday morning, he said, yeah, Tyler called me at 3 and he said, get in here. So, I think that it was a shock to everyone. But our guys, I mean, man, you want to talk about a bunch of fantastic workers. You know, and last night, you know, while everybody was sleeping, they were out there cleaning up all the windrows downtown and trying to get everything finalized. So I'm sure that probably they'll get some sleep tonight. I hope they get some sleep tonight. But you couldn't ask for a more dedicated crew. And they know that's their job. And they go out there and they do it to the best of their abilities. And it's tricky sometimes. There are a lot of intricacies that go along with it. And I understand the frustrations that go along with snow. But the primary function of our street department is to assure that there is safe passage on our main streets, our snow routes. And then they try to get to the non-snow routes. And then they got to the airport. So they were out at the airport for probably, I don't know, I think Kyle told me they went out there around 11 o'clock yesterday. And he showed back up at 5 o'clock. I didn't expect him to be at the council meeting last night. And he came in and said that they had just gotten done out there at the airport. And it was so wet, they had to make numerous passes up and down the runways in order to get everything moved. So great snow, great precipitation, a lot of work for our guys, but they're up to the task. And if you see those guys walking around, maybe just give them an attaboy or something like that, because they truly deserve it.
Been a while since, because I don't think we had a big, large snow like this last winter, did we?
It's been two.
Two winters?
Actually, I want to say we haven't had much snow the last two winters. So, yeah, this is kind of an anomaly, but it's very good. I'm not going to say what I was going to say. I hope it's not the. I hope we get more precipitation.
Right.
Maybe more along the lines of rain. Yeah. Just keep the temperatures a little bit warmer and have some rain. But we'll do. Our guys will do what they have to do to make sure that McCook is in the best shape possible for people to pass from one location to another if we get that snow. So
keep thinking about hearing about this monster storm out in California right now. Well, it's got to go someplace. Is it going to head east? Is it going to head south? Where is it going?
I was talking to my neighbor. He was actually kind of bracing me for this snow. He had a relative. His daughter lived out in Nevada. And I was out there breaking up ice from a prior storm. We've got like a catch basin right over on the west side of our house. And so everything from the north side of Centennial flows back down to our house. And so I was trying to break up some of the chunks of ice the other day, and he was walking by, and he said, "It's a good thing you're doing that now, because there's going to be more snow coming." And I kind of saw the forecast, and I knew what they were getting out on the western half of the U.S., but I thought, by the time it gets out here, it's going to peter out a bit. Mm-hmm. He was 100% spot on. I mean, we got every bit of what they said that we were going to get. So, yeah.
You need to ask him about this next one coming up.
Yeah, yeah.
I looked at the extended forecast this week and the next week, and there's nothing there.
Well, so. I'll ask him. He's he may be Karnak, so we'll have him we'll have him look into the future and tell us what he sees. So.
That pretty much put a wrap on the agenda for last night, didn't it?
It did.
Next meeting coming up on the 16th.
Yep. Correct.
Going to have another meeting or
planning commission on the 9th.
On the 9th.
So that item will be taken to the council too. But yeah, we've got some other things too, some things we've been talking about. I know Barry's working on some things as far as ordinance modifications on our licensing schedule. We've got some other things as well too. I know there's some personnel things we kind of want to take up with the council as far as looking at maybe the way that we structure the front desk area over at the police department, some of those kinds of things we kind of want to look at. So on top of all the projects we've got going on, we've got the day-to-day stuff going mm-hmm. on as well, too. So,
guys, thank you very much. Great job, as always. City Manager Nate Schneider, thank you.
Thanks, Rich.
Councilman Gene Whedon, have yourself a good rest of the week.
Thank you, I will.